I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tensions are escalating again in Ukraine. Following the interim government's 48-hour ultimatum to protesters, Russia is warning force could lead to civil war. Sergei Rakuba of Russian Ministry says they have workers in each city held by pro-Russian activists.
The situation in Ukraine is changing by the hour. And more we watch it, more concern we have in our hearts.
Help Russian Ministries distribute 200,000 copies of Luke's Gospel at our website.
Continue praying for the church leaders in Ukraine. This is a very difficult time.
Next, the clock is ticking for Burma's Rohingya people. Mob attacks forced most aid groups out of Rakhine State in late March. Now the government won't let them back into Burma, leaving Rohingya refugees without food, water, or medical care. Partners Relief and Development can still get in, though, and they're trying to double their ministry efforts. Learn more at our website. Pray help comes soon for the Rohingya. Pray this hardship creates opportunities to share the gospel. And Easter is just days away, and SOAR International is hoping they can give hope to hopeless orphans in rural Russia. They're doing that through their Baskets of Hope program, providing Easter baskets to orphans. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
We're hoping for at least 500 baskets. The project is similar to our Christmas project in that it's bringing gifts, the gospel message, personal letters from individual sponsors like your listeners, and a children's Bible.
Each basket costs $40. You can write your personal letter and donate through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.